Good morning. Thank you for coming to this press point. We'll start with statements by the Secretary General and the Prime Minister, and then they'll be happy to take just a few of your questions, Secretary General.
Good afternoon and dobar dan. Prime Minister Vucic, dear Alexander, welcome to NATO headquarters. It's really good to see you again. We just had an excellent meeting of the North Atlantic Council, and this is the first time ever a Serbian Prime Minister meets the North Atlantic Council. And I think that just shows how we now together are moving forward on the path of strengthening the partnership and the cooperation between NATO and Serbia. And I am very proud of my bonds and my friendship with you and with Serbia. And therefore, I really appreciate to have you here today and also the opportunity we had this morning to have a breakfast together and to address a wide range of issues and the common challenges we face, Serbia and NATO. And Serbia is at the heart of the Balkan region, which is at the heart of Europe. And Serbia contributes in many different ways to regional stability and to international stability. And Serbia is an exporter of stability, and therefore I really welcome your many different efforts. I welcome the reforms you are implementing at home. We are impressed by the strong economic growth and the strength of the Serbian economy. We welcome your personal engagement in taking the dialogue with Pristina forward, and also the way Serbia has addressed and played a key role in addressing the refugee and migrant crisis. And we also welcome the fact that Serbia contributes with the troops in peacekeeping missions in Cyprus, in Lebanon, and in Africa. So Serbia is an integral part of the European family. We share the same values, human rights, democracy, and the rule of law. And therefore, I really appreciate that we can have this opportunity to, that we had this opportunity to address also common challenges. I strongly believe in the potential of NATO-Serbia cooperation. We can remember the past, but look to the future. As I said when I visited Belgrade, the purpose and the aim of the NATO air campaign back in 1999 was to protect civilians, and we did so. The loss of innocent lives was a tragedy, and I deeply regret it. Today, we face common security challenges. We are working together in many different ways, and I welcome the pragmatic cooperation we are developing between NATO and Serbia. The individual partnership action plan, which we agreed last year, is an important tool. The NATO Trust Fund is important. It's up and running, and we help dispose dangerous ammunition. We also work together when it comes to training peacekeeping troops or peacekeepers, and I'm glad that NATO has been able to train Serbian troops doing peacekeeping operations or missions. And I also very much welcome the cooperation we have in many other different areas. We fully respect the neutrality of Serbia. That's your sovereign national decision. But based on that full respect of your neutrality, we welcome that we are able to strengthen our cooperation. We also support the efforts of Serbia to move towards the European Union. And we think that's good for Serbia, it's good for Europe, and it's good for NATO stability and cooperation in Europe. So once again, thank you so much for spending time with us. Thank you so much for hosting me in Belgrade last year. And thank you for spending time with all the 28 nations and Montenegro in the North Atlantic Council. So, Alexander, please, you have the floor.
Should I speak in Serbian or in English?
Da li da govorim na srpskom ili na engleskom?
Molim. Serbian, okay.
Na srpskom, u redu. Ukoliko bude nekih pitanja, mogu da odgovorim na engleskom. First of all, Honorable Mr. Stoltenberg, I'd like to thank Mr. Secretary General, Mr. Stoltenberg, for hosting me and for his hospitality, and to say that I was particularly honored for being one of few people that had the honor and the opportunity to be guest at his home here in his residence in Brussels. And this simply shows what kind of respect Mr. Stoltenberg has for Serbia, first of all, and respect for our people. Additionally, I want to thank for his statement that he regrets because of the innocent victims, and this is a big thing for Serbs, for our people, for our country, to hear something like that, and we are very grateful for that. Also, I want to thank you personally, and I'd say to your commanders and people in charge in Kosovo and Metohija from KFOR, because I want to say this for the purpose of our public. It was yesterday or day before yesterday who saved a life of a baby, of a small Serbian boy, Dimitrije, from Laplje Selo. He is only 20 days old, and this is some sort of a heart infection which was endangering his lungs as well. He was at Pristina Hospital. He was supposed to be transported to Belgrade, and thank you for approving your helicopters to transport that little Serbian boy to hospital in Belgrade. This is a big, important thing for us. This life and future of that child is of big importance to us, and I believe this is another signal of better understanding and between us. Today, we had very open dialogue, very open discussion here in Brussels, and I'd say regarding all key issues. I want to say, because of the public in Serbia, that we are surrounded by the NATO countries or countries who are aspiring to be part of the NATO if we want, and people in Serbia unambiguously should know that if we want to have peace, stability, if we want to talk about what Mr. Stoltenberg mentioned, which is bigger economic growth, which is bigger progress of our economy. This is better living standards, richer people of Serbia, then fully certain that the basic precondition for peace and stability effort is to build good relations with people from the NATO. Serbia is a military neutral country. It respects and observes decisions of its National Assembly, but because of all the previously mentioned reasons, because of the rational reasons, and because of looking towards future, and not exclusively because of going back to the past, Serbia wants to develop those relations. And according to that, we opened several subjects. This is fight against terrorism, migrant crisis, and our cooperation within it. This is, of course, participation in peacekeeping operations and different kinds of trainings that could be provided. I asked Mr. Stoltenberg for NATO's help, if, I don't know how they say that in Serbian, removing mines and sweeping up terrain, especially in the mountain of Koponik and other endangered areas of the Republic of Serbia, because we already lost two lives of our members of our armed forces, and your experts, your better equipment would be really important for us so that we can be able to finish that job. After the relaxation of air zone within the ground safety zone, we discussed a lower layer of airspace over Kosovo and Metohija, and expert teams of both Serbia and NATO will meet to discuss that issue, and I believe that we are going to have positive solutions in coming period. Additionally, I say that we are grateful for remarks and actually marks that Serbia, and I particularly want to thank Mr. Stoltenberg, that Serbia is affecting as a stabilizing factor to other countries, because this is conditio sine qua non for progress in any other areas. And within peace partnership or IPAP, which we signed with NATO, we want to continue with that kind of cooperation. I believe that this is of utmost importance for the citizens of Serbia, and I believe that we will be able to praise ourselves with such good relations in future, because our good relations mean both peace and stability in the Balkans, and I'm grateful to you for observing and respecting the decisions of the Republic of Serbia and our National Assembly. And I must say that today we had particularly open discussion here today with 28, that is 29 representatives of the NATO countries, and I hope that we will have such an opportunity again, and that we will be able supposed to practice that again. So once again, I want to thank Jens Stoltenberg for his hospitality and to tell him that he is always welcome to Belgrade. Anyway, he is actually citizen of Serbia in some way, citizen of Belgrade, and you're always welcome. And we want to see you as often as possible, both in our country and in our capital.
Marina Maksimovic, B92 Tanyu News Agency. For Secretary General, you stated that NATO and Serbia share the common challenges. Can you name them, be a little bit concrete, what those challenges are, and are there some common actions in place already? And for the Prime Minister, ako smo već govorili...
Since we discussed challenges within security, have you discussed security situation in Kosovo and Metohija and the role that NATO has in providing peace and in securing a Serbian minority in Kosovo and Metohija?
Serbia and NATO face the same security challenges because Serbia is at the heart of Europe, and we share the same neighborhood. We see all the instability and the violence to the south, North Africa, Iraq, Syria, and the consequences also for Europe with terrorism, with instability, and not least the challenges related to the returning foreign fighters. And we also, of course, face together the consequences of the migrant and the refugee crisis. And we are addressing them together in different ways. We work together when it comes to the migrant and the refugee crisis, and I'd like to commend Prime Minister Vucic and Serbia for what they have done to address this challenge, which is important for the whole of Europe. We also work, for instance, to stabilize our neighborhood in different ways. Serbia is contributing with the troops to different peacekeeping operations and missions. NATO helped train Serbian peacekeepers. And Serbia is present in Lebanon, in Cyprus, and in Africa with peacekeepers. That's, of course, important for Serbia, but it's also important for Europe and the whole of NATO. And we also work together on other issues, and we strengthen our bilateral cooperation through what we call the Individual Partnership Action Plan. So we also discussed today the possibility of also working even closer with Serbia in, for instance, training forces or Iraqi soldiers that can contribute to the fight against ISIL. It's too early to say if we're going to be able to do so, but at least that's one of the issues that is on the agenda. So Serbia is an exporter of stability, and Serbia is a close partner of NATO, based on that, of course, we respect the neutrality and the sovereign decisions of Serbia. But as a sovereign, neutral nation, we speak and we talk and we cooperate with Russia in a very good way.
Yes, we discussed, of course, about the KFOR's role in Kosovo. And it is of great importance to us. And we asked both today, as well as we did many times before, we asked Mr. Stoltenberg and all the ambassadors and representatives of countries here in the NATO for stay of KFOR, actually for remain of KFOR troops in Kosovo, because we have some letters of guarantees for the north of Kosovo, but our people south of the river Ibar in south and central Kosovo and Metohija mostly relies on KFOR And this story about little Dmitry from La Plesela is actually about the story who they can rely on. There's no Serbian armed forces or Serbian police ever since 1999, so they rely on KFOR, and we are very grateful for that to Mr. Stoltenberg, and I've mentioned that many times. So we don't have any problems with that, and don't forget that if there hadn't been for their certain guarantees, it would difficultly come to the process agreement. So our relation is quite clear, and I would particularly like to underline the relationship towards the preserving of cultural and religious heritage in Kosovo and Metohija, our monasteries, our churches, something that is a value not only for Serbia and for Serbs, but also for the UNESCO and for all the nations in the globe. Once again, I would like to thank them for that.
Sunday Times.
Thank you. Bojan Banchevski, The Sunday Times. A question for both the Prime Minister and the Secretary General. Predsjedniče, u Crnoj Gori...
Prime Minister, State Prosecutor published names of some Russian citizens in Montenegro who allegedly, as Montenegro government says, tried to some sort of a coup after the elections. Is it known who those people are? They were named by the prosecutor. So whether they were deported from Belgrade or they left by themselves, I pitanje za generalnog sekretara.
Are you concerned that there might have been a Russian engineered attempt to overthrow the government in Montenegro because of a push to stop the country from joining NATO next year as planned? Thank you. Hvala.
Thank you. Serbia has done its job responsibly, professionally. Serbia delivered all the evidence and all the important data it actually reached. Serbia actually brought the person to the justice and actually delivered that person who gave the most of the information for everything that was preparing for Montenegro. I wouldn't go into further details. This was not an easy situation for us, because even for me personally, because at the first moment I reacted differently, but, you know, I don't even think of participating in any way, not even in staying quiet regarding commitment of the most severe offenses. I believe that honorable people should not do that. We acted very responsibly as a state, as a country. Mrs. Radulović, Montenegrin ambassador, said that today, and that kind of cooperation with the prosecutor's office and other authorities of Montenegro will be continued. So Serbia is not, and it will never be, a place where some criminal offenses will be prepared for other countries.
Every nation has the right to decide its own path, including what kind of security arrangements or alliances it wants to be part of. So NATO fully respects Serbia and other nations that do not strive for a NATO membership. But of course Montenegro, which has through democratic processes decided that it wants to be part of NATO. 28 NATO allies have welcomed Montenegro. We signed the accession treaty, and now more and more of our parliaments are ratifying the treaty. So Montenegro is on the path to become a full member very soon. They're all participating in our meetings. And this is, of course, an issue which has to be decided by Montenegro and the 28 members of the alliance. No one else has the right to intervene or to try to interfere in the decision-making process of the 28 allies and Montenegro. It's up to us to decide, and we have decided to invite Montenegro. So any interference into that process is something we do not accept. And of course, any interference into elections in any nation, sovereign nation, is absolutely unacceptable. And therefore, I welcome the open investigation, both in Montenegro and in Serbia, related to the attempted interference and coup, which we have seen taking place in Montenegro. But it's not for me to judge. That's for the investigation to find out the facts, and then to hold those behind responsible. We have seen that Montenegro has strengthened its security institutions, its democratic institutions, as part of its reform process towards NATO membership. I welcome that, and I look forward to welcoming Montenegro as a full member in the alliance very soon. Let me also then just add that I also very much appreciate the cooperation we saw between KFOR and Serbia in saving the life of the young child, which was brought from Kosovo to Belgrade for medical treatment. And I'm also glad to hear that the condition, the baby's condition, is stable. And I think this just illustrates the importance of KFOR, the way we work, and also the importance of the close cooperation between KFOR and Serbia and saving the life of a young child.
Thank you very much. This concludes this press point. Thank you.